we have Bill Peters with Rex Fish.
This was written many years ago when my daughter was young. I would like to announce a new addition to our family. That's right. Living in our kitchen is a full-grown, very active goldfish named Rex. Actually, I'm the only one who calls him Rex, and when I put my face down next to the fish bowl and say, "Hi, Rex," he seldom swims over and meets me nose to nose. But I still call him that. I suppose he could be a she. We haven't taken him to a vet yet to find out. My daughter, Belinda, actually got two fish for her birthday. One turned sickly white, and we found it belly up the next morning. But Rex doesn't mind being alone. He loves to swim, and we thank our lucky stars for that. His world is wide, wet, and we hope wonderful. He likes to exercise along the path near the equator of his oversized bowl, pausing at intervals to face the glass directly and flutter his tail in fishy excitement as he gazes out at the world. Every afternoon, Belinda brings Rex into the family room where it's time for Sesame Street. She sets his bowl on a table next to her and tries to turn him in his watery world toward the television when his attention wanders. Afterwards, it's time for his walk. Placing a book over the tops was not to let any of his life-sustaining liquid escape. She takes careful steps out the front door and into an even bigger world. He swims frantically to the surface for a gulp of that ocean air, which together with all the sloshing reminds him of his homeland. Once on her afternoon walk, she introduced him to a snail that was climbing a tree to make him realize that he was part of a larger animal kingdom. He seemed impressed. Early in his young life, Rex suffered a traumatic experience. The first time we had to change his water, he slipped out of his bowl into the sink, and before we could catch him, down the garbage disposal. We could hear him doing little fishy flip-flops down there, but our hands were too big to fetch him, and Belinda wouldn't put her hand down there for fear she would grind off her fingers. What to do? Get a worm on a hook? Get bubble gum on a stick? I let some water run down there to give him something to splash in, but time was running out. Finally, we called our babysitter, who came running over, and luckily her hand was just small enough. She rolled up her sleeve, dove in, and rescued Rex. We tossed him back into his bowl of fresh water, where he seemed much happier, although his eyes are still bulging larger ever since.